Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chance to win some money this morning coming up at 7:25 with the two grand slam. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. And you got Jeremy Otto on the updates. Lions with five in the 25 under 25. Penei Sewell, number one. Brian Branch, number eight. Jahmyr Gibbs, number 10. That's three in the top 10. Sam Laporta and Kirby Joseph at 23 and 25. No J-Mo. And John, you listed some of the receivers that are in there. Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas Jr., Drake London, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. J-Mo not included in the top 25 under 25. We'll get some phone calls and some ticket texts in the mix. I put Laporta ahead of J-Mo in the Lions hierarchy.
Yeah, if we're ranking those in the under 25, just on the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Ticket texter says, J-Mo opens up the offense just by being on the field. Laporta doesn't scare defensive coordinators like J-Mo does. J-Mo keeps him honest.
I think there were more adjustments last year to the second year of Sam Laporta than most people realize.
Laporta had big catches in their playoff wins in his rookie season. I mean,
right.
Remember the one against the Rams in the end zone, the one-handed catch?
Yeah.
They want to be an elite finishing team, right? You want to go for these fourth downs and these red zones. And you're going to have bulky jumbo sets. Laporta's a really good blocker, and he's a really sure-handed option for Jared Goff on play action, on bootlegs, on red zones. That's more of what this offense is. J-Mo is a cherry on top the sundae.
Well, so here's J-Mo. Anytime J-Mo's on the field, whoever is defending him instantly has to be 3 or 4 yards deeper than they normally would be on almost any other receiver. And it does change how defenses will line up when Jameson Williams is on the field.
Oh, I love having a player like J-Mo because the adjustment most teams would make against Detroit would be, I got to put an extra safety in the box to help against this Montgomery-Gibbs machine. Well, if that safety creeps up a little too much, I get one-on-one on the outside with J-Mo. And if you take 2-3 shots a game, he's going to make somebody pay. I love having a player with that skill set on this offense. I just don't think it's as integral to what they do as what Sam Laporta does.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sam Laporta is useful. J-Mo can be useful in the run game as well. And we've seen him block.
He's not afraid to get out there and get dirty.
He understands the concept, no block, no rock. So he does a tremendous job there. But Sam Laporta, in his motions, when they put him in motion and he is then tasked with blocking at the line of scrimmage, I think he does a really nice job of footwork, getting in, hands on all the right places, not to nerd out too much. But I do think that is a huge component as to why he is ranked higher, at least in this, than J-Mo is.
Texter says, where's Aiden? Just to clarify for people just tuning in, he turns 25 before the season starts. Same with Jack Campbell. Ticket Texter's on J-Mo. Says, well, we know we had the gambling suspension. Maybe they'll put him on the list in the future, Matt, in Madison Heights.
Well, how old is J-Mo?
This is the last year.
Yeah, this is last year of eligibility on this one. Same thing with Penne and a lot of these
guys. A lot of these dudes.
Well, one texter pointed out the fact that Penne is still available to be on this list, eligible, because he's not 25, and that Campbell already isn't.
Who's drafted two drafts later. Yeah, well, some of it's just the...
Well, that just goes to show you how young he was when he was drafted. I mean, it's you start looking at how dominant Penei Sewell has been in his time in the NFL, and how young he was in that first game against San Francisco. And we talk about him going up against Bosa. And I've talked to him about that in regards to, like, what was your mindset going into that game? What was that experience like? And he's talked about how much he's learned in just that one game of going against Bosa to start the season off as a rookie.
Guys, I don't think Williams was included because he's a one-trick pony. All he does is speed, and while that trick is really good, it's the only one he's got. He's not as well-rounded as the other players on this list.
I would disagree. I think, and this is why when we hear John Morton talk about, what was it? How did he phrase it for J-Mo, have a breakout season?
Yeah.
I really think that there is more that he offers this offense that just hasn't been unlocked yet. And it, whether it's some of those across the middle passes, which we've seen him do early on, it was, can he catch those passes? Because he had some drops. We know he can go deep. We know he can run reverses and can be, and just flat out speed. But I do think that there is more value in the routes that he runs and the availability of running more routes.
I just think he is going to be so interesting when the whole contract thing, you decide, what are you doing with him? What does he want? You know, he is sacrificing a little bit. I think his camp can argue that in terms of what he can get. I kind of can't wait until I can see him play somewhere else. And to a degree, because I don't think you're going to keep him. I don't know how you pay all these guys eventually.
What can he do if he is wide receiver one on a team?
Yes, I'm very compelled to how dynamic of a player he is, and a little bit more, if he got linked up with an elite quarterback, I honestly think he would blossom. He has all the makings of a late bloomer. A guy that came in with an injury, a guy that had a couple off-the-field hiccups, but now seems to get it. He plays team football. He blocks.
Yeah, but it goes both ways. If he's the number one, he's getting more complicated coverages. He's getting some double teams. He's getting safety help over the top. If the other team that he's on can't run the ball as effectively as Detroit, like, he's going to find himself in a lot more blanket coverages if he wasn't on a team with Amon-Ra St. Brown and the play action passing that the Lions have.
Yeah, he would have numbers more like we saw from Ladd McConkey or Brian Thomas Jr., because those are they're the number one weapon that they have in the passing game.
Texter says they say the Lions had five. They didn't want to be greedy and give them six. That's why J-Mo's not on the list. No, I think they're perfectly comfortable highlighting the Lions. Texter says that J-Mo is just a speed screen guy, lacks pure route running. We're getting plenty of that. And Laporta opens the run game more than people realize. Linebackers have to stay in or stay honest on him because of the play action threat that he is leaking out.
I think J-Mo is a victim of the offense. And I don't want to paint a 1,000-yard receiver as a victim or J-Mo at all. But because you have so many weapons and so many different mouths to feed, J-Mo, like you said, until he's on another team or he is the number one focus for an offense in the passing attack, I don't know that we'll ever really understand how good he is, because I disagree with the route running that people are texting in. When you have that speed, Amon-Ra St. Brown has to really master in and out of cuts. Mm-hmm. And he's got to master selling, I'm going deep, but no, I'm coming back, or I'm going out and I'm coming in, or vice versa, whatever. J-Mo, because they have to respect his speed, he may not have the same technique as an Amon-Ra St. Brown, but the threat is greater.
Well, right, exactly. That's my thing is, every time J-Mo, they try to go deep with J-Mo, because when you're watching on TV, you're not seeing what's happening downfield unless they throw him the ball. He's open. It's usually the pass that isn't that accurate. Now, the Chicago pass was on the money, and that's why he took it to the house. You know, but you can go to other instances where he doesn't hit him, or he underthrows and he's got to come back and get it.
Or J-Mo doesn't make the right adjustment with the ball in the air.
That's part of it.
And then also on the end of rounds, rarely does that get stuffed.
Correct.
He's
dangerous.
He is a dynamic playmaker, and I just sometimes feel like we don't get all that out of him because of the way we run our offense and how it's built around the quarterback.
Ticket Texter wants to know who throws the better spiral between LaPorta and Jameson Williams. Eye roll from John. Hey, last thing on this. Did they rank them correctly? Like, is this the hierarchy that you would have for the Lions beyond the debate, J-Mo and LaPorta? I mean, Sewell would be the most valuable. Is Branch, Gibbs, LaPorta, Joseph the right order?
I think Sewell clear number one. And it's not, I don't even know that there's a debate there. I could make an argument, and I actually would probably flip Jahmyr Gibbs and Brian Branch.
Okay.
I would put Gibbs at 8, Branch at 10.
I'm cool with that.
And then go LaPorta, Kirby Joseph.
Joseph, the last guy on this list. Joseph and Sewell, the only two of the five that have been paid, extended by the Lions. So you see where this is going. They've got a glut of great young talent. Branch, Gibbs, LaPorta, Aiden, Campbell, J-Mo. I mean, all the guys we've been talking about have not been extended yet, and we know they're not going to be able to keep all of them, which is part of why we do these exercises too.
Just looking at this list and knowing that there are other guys that are just outside of it and ineligible. Because if Aiden was, a month younger?
Oh, yeah, he's
He'd probably be, you'd have one and two on this list.
That's incredible.
Does it give you, I don't know how best to word this. Do you get a little bit more excited about seeing Tyleek Williams on the field because of the talent evaluation that Brad Holmes has had over since he's been drafting, especially in the first round?
I like the pick, but for context, Terrion Arnold's not on this list, a late first round pick. I mean, it's not like they're all hits.
Okay, Terrion Arnold could be, and I think should be on this list next year.
Look, we talked about it. He played a ton of snaps in man coverage last season. They threw him into the fire. This season's got to be a big year for Terrion Arnold. Your first round corner, they loved you. They traded up to get you. It has to show on the field this season. All right, coming up next, we'll get to Heather's news and the two grand slam. 7:35. Your perfect summer day from one of the notable sports personalities. Yeah. And I think he missed some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely missed some stuff. We'll do that at 7:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, we all know in sports, we've been injured. I've been injured. When you're sidelined by an injury, it's very personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio needs to step in and does step in for you. Trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femininio. And he talks about get David, get paid all the time. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, you can tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number one more time, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Before the two grand slam, Heather with the news.
Yeah, well, a former teacher at a school in Highland Park has been arrested and charged with sexual assault. 29-year-old Vincent Weaver was arrested at this off-site school event last Friday. And Highland Park say that he knew he wasn't supposed to be there. So when they found him, he was disguised as an elderly woman. He tried to hide himself so that he wouldn't be recognized by other school staff members. So he worked at George Washington Carver Academy. He started in August of 2023. He was a fine arts teacher. He also served as a coach for the school's dance team. He was fired last month. And according to police, he allegedly engaged in sexual misconduct with a 12-year-old student over a period of 4 months. And you guys, he had previously been disciplined by the school after a sex toy reportedly fell out of his work bag. And it was just several weeks after that incident that the family of this young child came forward with all these allegations. He's accused of grooming the student. Ugh. And they say the sexual acts were performed while on school grounds.
Ugh. So disgusting.
Yes. So police say they don't know if there are any other victims in this case, but they are encouraging anyone else to come forward. A former Henry Ford Hospital facility is set to become the new location of a Detroit high school. So Henry Ford Health has donated the former Henry Ford Health Kingswood Hospital to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. So the hospital was built in 1966, became part of Henry Ford Health 20 years later. It closed earlier this year. The facility is over 70,000 square feet. It has five floors. Now, students who are at the current Jalen Rose Leadership Academy will begin to transition to this new school in 2027. They need to obviously do some reconfiguring of the building, which is really cool. And the current school will be turned into a middle school. So it will be the first time the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy will serve 6th through 8th grade students, which is pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
A 40-year-old woman was arrested over the weekend after police found a construction sign lodged into the passenger side of her vehicle. you need to see this picture because there's lots of damage to the vehicle. A caller actually notified police about this vehicle that was driving erratically. It hit multiple mailboxes. Police found this woman's vehicle had several flat tires, significant damage, including this orange construction sign that was just kind of embedded into her car. The woman says she couldn't remember any of the events leading up to the...
What?
Yeah.
She had no idea?
Well, police found a slew of drugs in her vehicle.
There you go.
Yeah. Well. All sorts of cocaine, pills, drug paraphernalia. So she was arrested.
Oh, I see the photo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. I mean...
No idea how I got there,
officer. I have no idea.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea. Texas man is suing Whataburger after he claims the restaurant failed to remove onions from his order, which he says led to a severe allergic reaction. Huh. So the man is seeking monetary relief between $250,000 and $1 million. He cites negligence and deceptive trade practices by the restaurant. Now, Whataburger has denied the allegations and is demanding strict proof of this guy's claim. Now, what's interesting is that this isn't the man's first legal battle over onions. He's done this before.
Multiple times.
He's previously sued Sonic over similar circumstances.
Which onions are great, but if you're allergic, not great.
Yeah.
See, I hate onions. So there has been times I've said, I don't want onions. I'm allergic. Like, do not put onions on my order.
You know,
but you're not.
I'm not allergic, but it... When you say an allergy, it typically...
It triggers, yeah.
Well, we're not going to mess around. They don't want to screw up. They don't want to get sued.
But I wonder, did this guy say, I am highly allergic to onions. Please do not put any on my burger. Or was it just like...
How much do you not like onions? Because our boss...
I hate onions.
JP.
Yeah.
Hates onions.
We have got that in common. I hate them.
It is Vidalia onion season, and there is nothing that is better than a sautéed Vidalia. I could eat a Vidalia onion like an apple.
Onions
you peel off the outside and take. Oh, they're so yummy.
So that's extreme. But I'll do raw onion in the chili, onion on a burger, onion rings.
No,
onions are awesome.
We have a lot of people in my family who don't like onions. And a lot of holidays, there's like two dishes that are labeled with onions, without.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of people don't like them.
Mm. Tacos with the onion, red onion. Oh, it's...
The older I get them, I can handle them if there's onions in the food, but I don't love them. Hey, guys, this is your chance to call in to play the Two Grand Slam, 248-539-9797. Give us a call now. Finally, there was a man in L.A. that came home last week. He was away for a couple days, and when he went to open the door, realized, something's a little off. Opened the door, house had been ransacked. Somebody had been in there.
Searching for something.
And as he looked closer, he ended up finding a naked man in his bed.
Oh.
Instantly called the police. They came, took the guy away, but as the homeowner continued to look through his home, he continued to find some strange things. This intruder apparently ate a whole box of ice cream sandwiches.
Well, I can understand that.
Cooked some veggie burgers.
Can't understand that.
And apparently went through all of this guy's gum. Says
what?
This guy ate, the intruder ate a full box of 60 pieces, then spit it all out in a big wad the size of a softball.
What?
Oh.
Do we have any explanation?
Also killed a possum
he
on the
likes
back patio.
Impossible burgers. What more explanation do you want?
All right.
And he also found drugs throughout the house.
What do
was
you
there
do?
Any
you
relation
come home
to this
and there's a naked man in my bed.
It's a random person. They had no idea who this person was. They had never met.
No idea.
Okay.
Hmm.
On that note, cleanse your palate. Let's give away some money.
Well, this is it. Let's give away some money. You heard the rules. Super easy. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if our contestant can get them all right.
Our contestant this morning is Mike in Fenton. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You feeling lucky today?
It's worth a shot, right?
Yeah. It sure is.
All right, Mike, if you don't know one, pass. And if there's time, we're going to come back to it. Are you ready to play?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Who do the Lions play in their NFL regular season opener in 2025?
Green Bay.
Who do the Lions play on Thanksgiving in 2025?
Green Bay.
Who are the Oklahoma City Thunder playing in the 2025 Western Conference Finals?
Pass.
What is 77 divided by 11?
7.
What is the capital of New Jersey?
Pass.
Who are the Dallas Stars playing in the 2025 Western Conference Finals?
Edmonton.
Who played Rusty in the 2001 movie Ocean's 11?
Brad Pitt.
This team currently leads the American League West.
Seattle.
This team currently leads the National League Central.
Milwaukee.
Who won MVP in the NFL in 2024?
Josh Allen.
Did he get it in time?
Got it in time.
We got the buzzer. We give it to you. That's 7.
Nice job, Mike.
Well done.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah, make sure you hang on the line.
Yeah, we'll get you
contain
paid.
Your excitement.
Quick math on that is?
$175. That's math good. On the radio. It's never usually goes well for me.
I had some good vibes. I really thought he had a shot at this one.
Yeah.
He did well.
I know.
He needed to be a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some times where he thought, which is fine, but if he was going to get through them all.
And if he was going to go back on any of the past ones.
Right.
I mean, he got through 10, but.
Yeah. And he only got one wrong.
Yes.
He passed the other two if he could have gotten back to him. Let's go through it for people. All right. Two grand slam. First question was, who do the Lions play in the regular season opener?
Nailed it with the Packers.
And doubled it up because they play the Packers on Thanksgiving Day. 2 for 2. Hot start. Who are the Thunder playing in the Western Conference Finals?
Only 4 teams left. It's the Timberwolves.
Not great for our 8 o'clock topic later. 77 divided by 11.
7. And we had predetermined that if he didn't get that, that seemed like a free space. If he didn't get that one, we were contemplating hanging up.
Did you do the ejector seat and just kick him out and tag someone else in?
Yes.
Capital of New Jersey, John.
Trenton. Mm-hmm. Come on. Got to know your capitals. Let's go.
Evidently more of a hockey guy. He knew the Stars are playing the Oilers. Mm-hmm. And he got Brad Pitt.
Movie guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, movie guy. And he was rolling. Who leads the American League West? It sounded like a guess. Good guess. The Mariners. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He guessed the team leading the NL Central. It's not the Brewers.
Nope, it's the Cubbies.
Yep. And MVP?
Josh Allen. Got it at the buzzer.
At the buzzer.
So the 2 Grand Slam on Tuesdays is brought to you by Femininity Law. We appreciate that.
Your next chance to win some money Thursday, same time, 7:25. Coming up next, big name in sports media laid out the perfect summer day. Well,
I disagree.
His perfect summer day. We can improve it. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, they're doing all of that in the form of special military offers. That's why this month only, they're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on them with a select trade-in and new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now, that's what I call a celebration. Because Verizon is proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited, ultimate, or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan $80 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees with 36 months. Less $800 trade-in, promo credit applied over 36 months, 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, pouring it on. 11-4 final. As John would say, that's one of 162.
Yep.
It's a red hot Redbirds team.
And 13-15.
Not a good night for Kader Montero. And AJ just said, hey, you're going to eat this, buddy. We're not emptying out our bullpen.
How about Nito?
What? Pitching at the end?
Yeah. Inning in a two-thirds?
Yeah, almost two
scoreless?
Innings.
Scoreless?
Right, as the game was over. But yes.
He's still a position player. Yeah. Still major league hitters.
Fine. Yes. Let's give him some love today.
Fine. Yes. Okay.
You're Mr. Gold Star. Now we're just going to give him credit for pitching.
I mean, it was entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's not serving up meatballs. He's out there throwing.
Put him in the chaos moving forward. We'll make a note of it.
I'm not going to go that far.
Okay. Then. That's my point. We got a lot to do today on a Tuesday. 8 o'clock hour. We are getting down to it. I would say they are winding down or ramping up the NHL and NBA playoffs. Is it doing it for you? Is there a storyline? Is there a draw? We'll do that a little later. Charles Barkley outlining his perfect summer day. I think some people will want to make amendments, but this is what he had to say. He was on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. Golf, get drunk, smoke cigars, watch sports, repeat. Perfect summer day.
It's not a bad summer day.
No, not at all.
I would disagree that it's the perfect summer day.
Well, that's where we need everybody's participation as we craft the perfect summer day. John?
Well, I tell you what, I would like for somebody else to go first because mine is very detailed.
Oh, okay.
And mine is very specific.
It's like not going to be like
I have an itinerary. Oh, yes. I actually do have times on here.
Okay, Heather, would you like to lead off?
Sure, I'll start. I did not plan mine by the minute or hour.
That's fine.
I just wrote down my bullet points of things I would do on the perfect summer day. I wrote down boat. I want to be out on a boat. I want to be on the water. I want to have a drink in my hand. I don't care.
Okay.
Somewhere that
a lake?
A lake. Like, and I don't want it to be like it's got to have
a lake,
a pond.
Yeah,
like, yes,
it could be
the ocean. Swamp. Yeah, no, a lake. Yeah.
Salt water, fresh
Michigan.
Water. We don't have
traveling.
A lot of those oceans here.
Doesn't have to be here.
I'm home. I'm in Michigan.
Okay,
right
yes.
here. I'm on a lake. It can be Lake St. Clair. It can be Cass Lake. I don't care what lake it is,
okay.
But I'm out on a boat. I've got a drink in my hand. We're come after spending some time out on the water. have a family barbecue. I want family there, good food, good music, followed up by a nice fire, some s'mores, maybe after all the kids go to bed, having another drink, even reading a book by the fire would be great for me before I go to bed.
Yeah, the ours is not that far apart. Mine's just a little bit more detailed.
Okay. Yeah, the thing Barkley left out is water. Water.
I do have water.
We have great lakes here. Yes, you should be sand and the lake and the boat. You should be outside doing stuff on a perfect summer day.
Yes. Well, he is out doing stuff. He had golf in there.
Yeah, he did have golf.
That's, that's fair. I had grilling on there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think you did too.
I had barbecue.
Ours are very similar. Cold drinks on a hot day.
Yes.
And I do want to be watching some sports. So if you're at a baseball game, you could throw that smack dab in the middle there. You could do all kinds of stuff with a perfect summer day.
Okay. You guys ready?
Oh, boy.
I'm ready.
My perfect summer day. There is in Northwest Ontario. I've gone up there fishing many times. And it's been about a decade since I've been up there. And I think about it nearly every day. Right before I sit down for my John Wayne movie. And it is, there's two lakes. One is Stinger. You pull up. It's all logging roads. There's no paved roads up there. You pull up on Stinger at about 4 in the morning, and you load up the boat with your gear, and I'll get to the gear in a minute. You go across Stinger to the other side, and you have to portage to get to Lake Esnagami. Lake Esnagami is the most beautiful place I have ever seen on God's green earth. It is absolutely perfect, and here's why it's perfect, because I'm not taking a phone. There will be no external noise. There will only be people with me, preferably maybe by myself, but if anyone else wants to be there, that they shut the hell up.
Oh, this silence is part of the perfect?
Oh, John, silence is part of this. Yes, there's so much noise in this world, in my life, that you get up there and it is silence. No phones ringing, no notifications, no interruptions, no stupid conversations. That's all part of the perfect summer day. You are then fishing on Lake Esnagami at 5 a.m. With you, you take a fillet knife, a hand axe, your cast iron, and then for the food, you have to take along an onion, a potato, and a couple of sticks of butter, and a water filter. You don't take any water with you. It's just useless weight because there's plenty of water around you, but you do need to filter it.
Okay.
And you are fishing by 5. You go to Betty Falls, you travel around this lake, and it is littered with walleye. You catch as much fish as you want that you're legally allowed to take. You can catch it, throw it back. And then at 5 o'clock, this is your first stop, 5 o'clock p.m., you sit down on a rock right next to the falls, you fillet your fish, you chop up your onion, your potato, you saute it in some butter. Oh, I also forgot. You got to. This is something you need to make sure you take with you.
I'm writing this down. Yeah.
Yeah. Some matches and a cigar. That's the one thing that I agree with for Charles Barkley. This is a cigar laden trip, and you sit down, you fillet the fish, you cook it in your cast iron, you sit it on top of the fire, and you just enjoy being outside and the silence that day provides. You're allowed to think. You're allowed to let everything go. There's not a care, not a worry in the world. The world will be there when you return a day later. And that is the absolute. And then at about 9 to 10 o'clock, you start working your way back to Stinger. You work your way back to your truck. You load up. You go home and you sleep like you have never slept before. It is the absolute perfect summer day.
You can miss me with the silence. That sounds a little dull, a little boring.
Oh.
But you paint a beautiful scene.
Oh, it is. I'm telling you. Quartzite rocks, pine trees, the falls. It is absolutely, you're on the water, you're on a boat, you're fishing.
Yeah,
I need
friends and music and
No. You get that every other day of the year. 364 days, yes.
I rarely get that. So when I do, I need it.
God bless John, and this is his perfect day, but did he say 4 a.m. at one point?
Oh, yes. He did.
Oh, yes.
Greg, you're right about that.
You can't fish all day unless you start early.
Let us know, 248-539-9797. Barkley left a lot of meat on the bone. He kept it pretty simple. Golf, get drunk, smoke a cigar, and watch sports. Your perfect summer day. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. We got open lines as well. Ticket texter says, early morning fishing, good lunch, go out golfing in the afternoon, barbecue dinner, sunset on the beach or in a boat, and then you got a bonfire and beers to wrap up the day.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a couple things together there.
Mm-hmm. Bacon, egg, hash browns on the grill. Says brisket in the smoker for early dinner. Watching sports on the outdoor patio, playing in the yard with the kids.
Sounds like a lot of noise. Sorry, kids. This is one day. Give it to me.
Cookies. I'm shocked Bronner's isn't on your perfect summer day. Christmas in July, anyone? Text from Ortonville.
You gonna make that trip? At some point,
I'll say yes eventually, but it's not urgent.
It's not the bucket list.
It's not on the not on the immediate list. Perfect summer day would be to get up early, have an early tea time with the boys, couple pops on the course, meet the old lady at the pool, have a nice barbecue night with a bonfire. Doesn't get much better. Dave in a work truck.
Mm-hmm.
We got more of yours coming in. 248-539-9797. 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday, and today happens to be Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on a moonshot, you could take your winnings to an entirely new level. So whether it's a big blast or it's opposite field, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is now withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Charles Barkley was on the Spittin' Chiclets podcast and detailed his perfect summer day. He said, play some golf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get good and drunk, smoke cigars, watch sports, repeat. Perfect summer day. We said, okay, Chuck, you're missing some things like the water. And we all started to detail perfect days for the summertime. Or as Heather would call it,
a bumping shindig. Of course.
What is the requirement?
Yeah, we hear her say that all the time. Yeah.
For your bumping shindig this summer. 248-5.
My vocab.
248-539-9797. Before we get these ticket texts, John, you detailed a very outdoorsy experience.
Yes.
And Martha in Ann Arbor.
You should go camping.
Yes. Martha, good morning.
Hey, hello. John Jansen.
Good morning.
You might know me as Mrs. Farmer. Anyway.
Yes.
So I wanted to question some of your comments many times, but this one's really hitting a nerve. So I've been to Northwestern Ontario quite a few times. My in-laws are from there. I don't know how you can dodge the mosquitoes. They are huge, and they laugh at the Michigan mosquitoes. They laugh at mosquito spray. I don't know what you're doing up there, but, you know, that lake is beautiful, but, wow, I don't know how you're dodging those bugs.
Well, you can't dodge them. They are unavoidable. But mosquitoes just don't bother me that much. You get out of the truck at Stinger, and you're literally breathing them in. I get it, but that's also what keeps most people away.
Yeah, no kidding. Keeps me away.
Heather, you notice how he left that part out of his perfect day when he was detailing it?
I was going to ask her how retirement is. That was the band director at West Middle School. She has now retired for a couple of years, so I hope she's enjoying retirement.
What instruments did she teach you?
She didn't teach me anything. I didn't go to West, but kids went to West.
Oh, the kids. Yeah.
So, no, I was a Clausen graduate.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Great to hear from Mrs. Farmer. The mosquitoes can certainly be an issue. But again, I've just never had an issue with mosquitoes. And the beautiful part is when you're on the lake, first of all, that's part of the need for the cigars.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on the lake, there's always a breeze and they keep away. That's why dinner is planned at 5 o'clock, because up there, I've never been on that lake where there's not a, I don't want to say a stiff breeze, but there's a pretty good breeze at about that time.
Ticket Texture says, I hope John's wife and kids are paying attention since they're nowhere to be found in his perfect day, Rob in Redford.
It's one day. It's one day.
Plenty of people saying, yes, John, that sounds awesome. That's my idea of the perfect day. This one says, I agree with the no phones in silence, fishing for walleye. Our group has been to that lake and caught 500 walleye with a group of six.
Didn't I tell you, it is littered with walleye and monsters.
John in Port Huron, that was over a five-day trip. No way am I waking up at 4 a.m. on my perfect day. And John, you forgot to mention beer, booze, something to drink. Matt and South Lion.
Nope.
I knew that wasn't going to be in your perfect day.
I'm not a big drinker anyway. Really? So, trust me, a couple pops? No, and I told you, I'm not carrying water. That's why I take the water filter. That's useless weight at that point.
John, have you ever been to Banff? Most unbelievable place in the world.
I have. It is on my bucket list. I think I've mentioned that before. I want to take the train that goes through Banff.
I'm going this summer.
Are you really?
Yeah. In July.
Camping?
No.
No. Is there a 5-star hotel there you're staying in?
But the photos, because this is what, I mean, if you've been, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I've been told, like, it's better than the photos even suggest.
Yeah. That is
the lakes, the mountains, the scenery. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. What else we got? John, how big is the lake? How many people are there?
There are zero people. There is one lodge on the, I guess it would be the northwest side of it. But most people that are going there to that lodge, they would classify that as a fly-in. I prefer the manual labor of the portage and taking all your stuff with you.
Ticket text, golf in the morning, barbecue, tigers on the outside TV, and a nice bonfire going. Mm. Mm-hmm. Breakfast in town in Novi, driving my muscle car with Dan Dickerson on the radio, hit the pool, have a fire, people, good food, sounds like the perfect day, and says cap it off with some adult activities. Texters have pointed out that was not included in any of our perfect days. I think it's implied. What else you got here? A bump and shindig is any sort of party that Heather has complete control of. She can crush Colin's soul and make sure he has no fun at all. That's a bump and shindig.
Oh, like Christmas.
What?
Sorry, cheap shot. Cheap shot. Unnecessary. Sorry. Yes. No, and in terms of my perfect day, I've already talked to Lisa about this. For my 50th, I'm going to go back next year. And hit Lake Esnagami and that whole Northwest Ontario, all the lakes up to Squaw Lake is one of them. It's an unbelievably beautiful area of this world.
Let us know. 248-539-9797. Barclay's perfect day, your perfect summer day, mixing that in on a day where we got a lot to do in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to have some fun with the activities in the NBA and the NHL because they're finally up and running. What are you pointing at?
We didn't get these guys.
Oh, no. Yeah, perfect summer day. Did we miss anything? Anything you want to highlight? Highlights of a perfect summer day.
So I have mentioned this before, especially when it's my birthday. So it does not depend on a season, but there are five elements of a good day. And you're not going to get to all five.
Okay.
Highly unlikely. If you hit to three, that's a really good day. So number one, workout. Number two.
You're working out on your perfect day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some sort of physical, you know.
Oh, okay. I get that. You're active.
Fun,
you're doing
active,
stuff.
Yeah. Going to the rec center, lifting weights, something.
Okay.
A good nap. A good meal.
Okay.
Now, this one is a bit out of your control. Your team winning some kind of big game. So.
Sure.
It's.
Big rivalry game there. In the fall, championship game, whatever it is.
It's on there, but it's out of your control.
Yeah.
And number five is you do that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes, that. Yes.
The aforementioned activities.
Adult activities.
And you said getting three out of five is hard?
Yeah, out of five to really get a good three out of five
should
is
be.
Difficult.
Thank you, John. But getting a workout and a good meal and getting a nap, I feel like I do that every day. I mean, that's not that hard to do.
Oh, nap. I thought you said a good map.
No, nap.
Oh,
he said
nap. A map. I'm like, well, the workout and the map can go together. Like, it'd be a good hike.
You thought he said map?
Yeah, that's why I was kind of, I put a question mark next to it.
Who even has maps anymore?
Well, I do.
Like, yeah, well, maybe one like in the glove compartment of your car you never use, but like, you use your phone.
No, that's why. So, like, this whole thing about going up to Northwest Ontario is phones don't work. And I know you can have satellite GPS, yes, all this stuff, but you can also use a compass and a map.
You have to be on the short list of people.
No electronics.
Using... Okay. That's your perfect day has no electronics.
No, zero electronics.
I'm sorry I ruined the show.
No. No, you didn't ruin the show. Is there any elements that we've missed?
No, I mean, mine would be golf or fishing in the morning, one or the other. Mm-hmm. I think relax. Get out there pretty early, almost after sunrise. Mm-hmm. The golf you can knock out super quick if you do that. Grill on the lunch, dogs and burgers, pretty simple. Boat with recreational activities with the kids and stuff. Some tubing.
Tubing, yeah.
Some relaxing time. You go anchor in the middle of the lake and jump in it, all that kind of stuff. Then you grill steak kebabs, yes. And then finally the fire, and then Pound Town.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of the steak kebabs.
Like as the food touches?
Yeah. I mean, there's rules. There's too many
foods. Vegetables involved? Vegetables.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just a skewer with steak on it, then just grill the steak.
No, a kebab's going to have peppers and
onions. I understand
that.
That's why I'm not a big fan of steak kebabs, because the juices from the green pepper and the onions, which are generally, or red pepper, whatever.
They enhance the flavor. Yes. That's the point.
No, they soil the flavor. I don't like the mixed flavors.
I like some kielbasa on there, too.
Sure.
It's very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crispy from the grill.
Anytime there's a grill involved, that's generally a good day.
The only challenge with kebabs is you got to cook it evenly, properly. But if you can nail it, it's a great combination. Yeah. Don't knock it, John. Anyway.
Don't touch.
Don't touch.
Food can't touch. Don't touch John's meat. All right. Coming up next. NHL and NBA playoffs are really getting underway now. Conference finals beginning tonight. We want to know, what's the draw? Is there a draw? It's 97.1.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.